You know, I find it interesting that these politicians and all, it doesn't matter what level it is, won't sit down for a long form interview, you know, where you just sit down and you talk and you discuss various issues and see where you're at and see where you're each other's at and all. And I find it very refreshing how Robert Kennedy Jr. has chosen to do long form interviews. Joe Rogan, 3+ hours. The Mike Tyson interview, I don't know what it was, 2 hours or so. All his interviews are fairly long, not all of them. I've seen him on several that, you know, is kind of short. But you can tell his position, the nuances and the reasons that he holds the positions that he does, because he has a long time to explain it versus these talking points and 5 minute sessions and no real questioning or anything. And I look at this on a local level. Like here in Kershaw County, I've asked several councilmen, women, to, you know, let's sit down, let's talk civilly and discuss the whole situation that we have in Kershaw County. But none of them want to do that. I don't know whether it's fear of me or whether it's fear of themselves being caught in some kind of controversy, but in no way, shape, or form do you see any of them really addressing the people. Even when they hold a town hall, they control the situation. They don't want a vigorous debate. So the voice of the people is muffled. The ears of the politicians are muffled. You only get 5 minutes in a comment at county council. You get 15 minutes at a public hearing. But in general, those decisions had already been made prior to a public hearing, because that here happens on the last reading before they vote on it. You can call, but even if you talk to one, even one answers or returns your phone call, that discussion is not in the public realm for everybody to hear. So you're only affecting one person versus a whole bunch of people. Just think of it like this. If they held a monthly town hall question and answer session with all of council up there, and people are able to go back and forth and discuss these issues, which granted, it sometimes it may even get heated, but would that not give us more of an idea of how they are going to govern us? Questioning their motives, questioning their reasons, finding out where they're at. If we are going to have this thing called self-government, by the people, for the people, and all that, it's got to be more than this voting thing and then just a little bit of back and forth, no back and forth, one-way communication at council and one-way communication with the councilman explaining themselves at the end of a meeting. We've got to get something different if we're going to straighten out what we have now. You know, what we got now is a government that's run from the top down. And by that I mean all the rules, regulations, all flow from the top via the money that is spread out, the money that is borrowed and created out of thin air by the Federal Reserve is pumped in first at the top, and all the banks and all of the military industrial complex and the states get that money first. Now all this is tied to strings in which now all the local politicians, state politicians and your little municipalities have to jump through the hoops to get it. And they consider it free money when, you know, it's like there's a disconnect between, you know, you're borrowing your kid's future, but if I don't get it, somebody else will. And they never can explain that. So I think it's important that we start to get into our heads that these local politicians are actually acting on behalf of the politicians at the swamp, or the WHO, or the UN. You see sustainable development starting to flow through everything. You see ESG, environmental social governance, through BlackRock and Vanguard and into colleges. You see all this flowing in where they have equity and diversity and all this kind of stuff, and they want equal outcomes instead of equality of opportunities. And you see that flowing through all this, and it comes from the top down. So we got to get closer to the people, and the local politicians got to get closer to the people. So, you know, let's ask them to sit down in an open conversation, a back and forth conversation with a number of people, or even on a video like this. Let's sit and talk. Let's figure out where you are, where I am, and let everybody else decide too. Let's have a town hall where everybody can go back and forth. Let's do something that is productive instead of this divisiveness that we all have. Anyway, this is something I think is important for us to consider as we move forward with this. The largest government ever in human history, and we're losing our rights, and inflation and everything else. Everybody knows the government screwed up. So how do we get to some sort of individual freedom again? What made America great the first 150 years before this craziness started? We got to figure out how to get back to limited government. And the only way to do that is to involve the people yet again. To get some real answers, to get real conversations and hold these people accountable. Anyway, just something that's been bothering me a little bit, and I thought I'd share it with you guys. Let me know what you think in the comments below. Share this thing with others who may be concerned about it too. Share it with your councilman. Ask them why they're not talking to people. Anyway, till next time, boys and girls. Peace.